Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Cinephile, you're listening to the Big Fred Venice from the 78th Venice Film Festival. I'm Matt Micucci.
And I'm Nicolo Camar.
And we're here, we're great. I was going to say something else. But it's been a crazy day, and we're a bit shocked because of something that just recently happened that we won't talk about because we get sued otherwise.
I like that. But let's just talk about gossip.
It's been an intense day of interviewing. You interviewed a few people. Who did you interview today, Nicolo?
I interviewed Mohamed Diab, the director from Amira. I interviewed Michelangelo Frammartino, probably like the international audience will remember him for Le Quattro Volte.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
And he's here with his new feature called Il Buco, The Hole.
Wow.
Really, really good film.
Meditative.
Amazing. Mm. Pretty much like there's literally no subtitles because you don't need them.
Yeah.
no dialogue whatsoever.
Yeah. If you've seen Le Quattro Volte, you don't need subtitles with Frammartino. All right, so we got to. Well, we don't have much time for this day because we're very busy. We got to head over to the studio, the both of us, to do interviews there.
That's
true. We're not, at least me, one of them, I'm not super prepared for. So let's try and go over a few films that have been screening for the past, yesterday, and that we can actually talk about. Some of them we haven't seen, others we have seen. We'll give our opinions for the ones that we haven't seen.
There's one thing we can say that if we have not seen it personally, definitely there's a couple of reporters that have, so just go on the website, check it for all the podcasts, and you can find all the coverage from
and
us.
Yeah, check out Twitter,
and YouTube.
No, oh yeah, that's right, the interviews we're plugging. Okay, yeah, we're not plugging tweets or anything like that. Okay, so I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyways,
I like you anyway.
So, did we talk about Trenches yesterday?
We did
talk about Trenches. It's a good thing you're here. Okay, this is one of the big ones, Nicolo, and you have seen it. Now, Spencer by Pablo Larraín. Now, who is this Spencer fella, and why do I want to watch a movie about him?
That is not truly a fella. We're talking about Diana Spencer. So, it's actually, Spencer is really, really good title, because it's like, it's a strive to gain again the emancipation that the surname could actually resemble, as a sort of like emblem for her to become once again the person that she wants, rather than being segregated into this like extremely posh prison, which is the royal family. Larraín's latest feature, really ambitious as usual, like any of his films.
Yes.
We're not going to talk about a biopic because it's not. It's more like this sort of like, as I said very briefly in the interview that I bombed. By the way, I bombed full on. Just go
it's
and
good
check
to be
it out
honest
on YouTube.
About these things.
I just messed it up.
By the way, you want to address the haters?
Like, they were all right. They were all right. I mean, like, they actually answered very nicely. So the answers
Nicolo,
are good.
Nicolo, stop being diplomatic here. I know that you have something to get off your chest. You got a couple of haters.
I got a couple of lovers,
too. You got a couple of haters?
I got a couple of lovers, too, though.
Okay, that's good. But the haters are the ones that really get you, right?
Yeah, but it's all right.
I mean, you don't really...
The problem is that the haters are right.
Sticks and stones.
The haters are right this time. I just blubbered all the way through. Imagine that, like, you see us here right now, and back then there was actually me, Pablo, and Kirsten. But
Kirsten?
Behind these beautiful blue eyes of mine and behind those cameras, there were a lot of ruckus, and I could see literally very angry publicists be like,
"You want to record a diss track?"
So I lost my trail of thought, and you can actually see it. And it was like, "Oh, so yeah." That was a very, very long introductory.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, people need to take a chill pill.
Anyway, like the good thing for me is like just skip to 2:15. Hear what they say.
Yeah,
it's very good answers, I think.
You bring up a good point. We need to make this clear. We'd love to do better interviews sometimes when we're over here, but what goes on behind the cameras is madness. Sometimes you got people signaling to
especially
you.
The bigger the name,
the bigger the name,
the less time
and
you have
before the actual interview. It's also crazy because we're trying to stop the PRs and kind of just sort things out. And there's a lot of the energy is palpable. We need to be prepared, and then we also need to just cool down once we sit on these seats.
Very true.
Yeah, when you got guests like Jimmy Page, for example. We had Jimmy. You were sitting in the chair where Jimmy friggin' Page was sitting earlier today. What are you doing?
Just becoming one with Jimmy's ass.
It's good because
let's go.
That's the quote of the festival. Yeah, I want to make a t-shirt.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Let's just keep it low, right?
We should make a t-shirt.
Hush, hush.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, while we're at it, why not? Okay, so you did not like Spencer.
No,
okay, you liked it.
No, no.
Completely.
No. I think I still need to think about it. Actually, I would love to watch it again, which is a great thing to say,
good.
I think, because I need to actually make up my mind a bit better.
Well, you're
right. But Kirsten's... I'm not a Kirsten Stewart groupie at all.
It's
I'm
Kristen.
Actually very... It's Kirsten. Kirsten Stewart. With a Kerr.
It's Kerr. Kirsten Dunst and Kristen Stewart.
K Stewart. K.
It's Kristen, yeah. It's
K. Kristen. K dot. Yeah. K dot Stewart. K dot. Okay. Yeah. K dot
What's
Stewart.
What's going on?
Her performance was actually amazing.
K dot.
I was really, really, really impressed by her performance.
Yeah.
So
I haven't seen it, so kudos, but I'm agreeing.
Kudos to her. Kudos to her preparation, whatever she went through. But like, really amazing, amazing performance. So
super happy to hear you say that.
We're talking about some Oscar-worthy stuff, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You said it. You willing to put your money on it?
No.
Okay.
I have no money.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's move on. And
okay.
We're moving on to a film that neither of us have seen, but we have to mention. Maybe someone in this room has seen it. If you have, speak up. We're all ears. Dune. It's out of competition. It's by Denis Villeneuve.
It was impossible to get a ticket.
Impossible to get a ticket. It stars Timothée Chalamet.
Chalamet.
I know you don't say it that way, but I just think that it's, you know, he needs to change this. I don't know. Listen.
Why do you have a problem with like slightly different surnames?
Yeah, I don't
surnames.
Like.
Why is that?
My surname is different too.
Exactly.
And so I feel like I need to fit in with the.
You can actually do the spelling rather than saying it.
You know what it is about me, and this is like I'm going to be honest. I grew up in Ireland, right? And you know you can do whatever you want, but if you're an Italian living somewhere and you try to get like a passport, a national, become a national. You're still
violence.
A gindaloon to a lot of people, man.
Oh,
you're still a gindaloon.
God. Oh my God.
Anyways, listen.
Once again.
Hey, it's my social justice cause right here. Listen. I just want more equal rights. Is
all
that
right.
too much to ask?
Anyway, June, I mean, we're all going to watch it. We're all going to go to get a really, really good cinema with an amazing sound system, because I've heard that it was literally blowing up the Atmos speaker system, and the Atmos is like non plus ultra good for you audio freaks out there. Like, we're talking about some good stuff out there from Denis Villeneuve. Once again, Timothée Chalamet, Josh Brolin, Rebecca Ferguson, Zendaya, many more.
Josh Brolin?
Asamoah.
The man.
Who else?
Who's more of a man than Josh Brolin? Brolin.
Oof, he's very manly.
He's
man.
Very
man.
He's got that jaw.
Man. But yeah, that's, you know, a feature adaptation of Frank Herbert's science fiction novel about the son of a noble family entrusted with the protection of the most valuable asset and most vital element in the galaxy. So forget about David Lynch's film. Forget about that amazing mess that it was. Potentially Jodorowsky's flick, probably the best of all time, but this is good. So you sci-fi fans, you're gonna be very happy about it.
Cool. And today is David Lynch's birthday. No, it's not. I just wanted to kind of have a David Lynch moment there. What else? What else are we going to talk about? Let's talk about two more and then wrap it up, because we really need to go.
That's true.
I'm having a lot of fun here.
Truth.
I'm having so much fun. I am really having fun.
Maybe
becoming
if,
Led Zeppelin. We haven't
swing,
seen this.
Maybe if you swing on this chair, you will get a bit...
It's not swinging. It's rocking.
Loosen up.
It's rocking.
There you go.
But, oh, can I say something? Because I might get in trouble for a lot of things I'm saying this year at these dailies. But, I, you know, I'm just playing a character. Yesterday's show, I said I didn't like these chairs. That's not true. What I meant is that they... What I meant...
How can you remember
Nicola,
such a petty
come on.
Thing?
Because
like,
I don't want to get in trouble. What I meant is I love these chairs. I just... The swing design has... Higher chairs.
True, I keep saying swinging, but actually it could be a good thing rather than rocking swinging.
It is rocking.
Because it's a bit of a, like, you know.
But, and that, those chairs were the ones that I love those chairs. We need to get a shot of those chairs. Can I get a shot of those chairs?
No, you can't.
I can.
Oh my God.
You talk about,
I'm gonna talk about, while you see actually a classic makeup chair, it's very well made, but I don't see anything extremely.
Love this chair, I want it. So,
it's such a vain man. Just because
chair.
You want to get some makeup on over there. But you first need to get a makeup artist, and you don't have it.
It's the first official documentary about Led Zeppelin. We had Jimmy Page sitting on that chair. Good job. Next up, and We haven't seen it, but
Thank
we love
you.
Led
Thank
Zeppelin.
You. I love my job.
Okay, let's sing a Led Zeppelin song. One line of a Led Zeppelin song, Nicola. You first and then me.
Why did you get the one that is literally like seven octaves high?
That's I Robert Plant. It. How can you? They're all like that.
I know, but still, like, it's very difficult.
What about?
To sing. No, I'm gonna refuse. What do I say? I don't know. Let me think about it. No, whatever. Now I'm gonna. No. Anyway, I love Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin 2 is my favorite. What about yours?
I don't know. Fine. Led Zeppelin.
Zoom in.
The one I really like is I go back to it a lot. Is Led Zeppelin 1 actually? I love. Yeah, I know it's. But I really love that one. But Led Zeppelin 3 is great too. It's got a lot of folky. How dare you?
Keep going. What's next?
The rule number one in TV is that you never pick stuff
you
up
never
off
talk
the
about
ground.
A Fight Club.
Oh no! You know, I thought you were gonna say never talk about. I can't make that joke because I'm. I can't.
I'll tell you what you can.
Okay.
Lead this thing.
Okay.
Next.
Nicola, we gotta go. We gotta go soon. So let's talk about one more film. And let's see what can we talk about. Have you seen I guess I could talk about I don't know about
I've that. Seen your soul, young man.
The Salamander.
I did not like it.
Last Night in Soho is tonight, by the way.
Oh. Which one?
Can we let's mention this. And okay. I don't know what to do, man. Full Time, have you seen it?
Okay.
Dog World, have you seen it?
Oh.
I think we're all out.
As
man.
I said, just go and check our.
Why don't we just. What time is
our
it?
Our radio.
What time
and podcast.
Is it?
We're going to wrap it up now, but seriously, just.
Amira?
We have so many
have
reporters.
You seen, you've seen
you
Amira.
You've seen our ugly faces, but there's a lot of good people out there, trust me. Don't consider us as Fred. There's good. There's actually good journalists out there. So go in and check it on Fred.fm. You're going to see a lot of podcasts, really good content.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Not like
pictures.
This.
Maybe some good, I don't know, social media shizzle.
Okay.
You know?
Now, we've come to the segment of the show that we like to call.
There's never a segment.
It's just a
now.
Couple of guys sitting on a chair.
I think the segment is called.
Talking about the ladies.
Wrap it up. It's, oh my God, again.
It's guy I talk.
There's a lot of social media apps, but there's also a lot of dating apps, my friend. I think you need a couple of them. Just
and
let's. Yourself be guided by love.
We gotta have a segment on this show.
Let yourself be guided by passion. Let it all out. And scene.
Okay, final thing. Amir, have you seen it?
Yes, I did. I said it earlier.
Very quickly, because I got a film to talk about and then we'll wrap it up.
But we already talked about it. I said that I talked with Mohamed Diab and it's a really nice interview. Go check out the interview. It's pretty good.
Was that today?
Yes, at the beginning.
Oh my God, this is a disastrous daily. This is the
I
worst
think
one
the
yet.
I best by far, because I'm fine.
All right, True Things. I'm going to talk about True Things. It's from Orizzonti. It's by Harry Wootliff. And it stars Ruth Wilson and Tom Burke. Yes.
True.
And I interviewed Harry Wootliff, and it's a great film. It's about a woman who is kind of just, the way they put it in the synopsis, she daydreams her life away. She's kind of, you know, she's got this normal job. She needs love. She wants love in her life. She's pretty much alone. She doesn't really particularly like her friends. So far, it kind of sounds like my life, but except I'm not a 30-year-old woman, but I could be if I just, but anyways, and then she meets this guy whom she's sexually, irresistibly attracted to and falls in love with. And this guy is a dangerous mother effer who kind of is manipulative. And he's one of those guys. You know what I'm talking about, Nicola?
No, I don't.
You know what I'm doing?
I want to be out of this
association
with like
I loved it.
And
it's
stuff.
A great film. It's probably the best film I've seen so far in the
festival.
Really?
Okay, that's
really
what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear.
And yeah, finally, you know, this is my pick for this is my five. I give this film 5 bags of popcorn, 5 cups of soda, and the novel that it's based on.
Diabetes.
It's a very cool mixture of imagined and real life. And let me tell you this. I'm a big fan of Hollywood melodrama, but I don't like. I think the sacrificial woman that is the protagonist of these types of films is outdated. In this one, we see an empowered woman who eventually, you know, grows and evolves as the film goes on. I'm happy to see that because I'm so bloody bored of most of the films that I've seen recently. This is actually simple in the way in which it innovates the cinematic art form, and that's today's show. Let's mention some of the films that we will be talking about tomorrow. We'll be talking about The Lost Daughter by Maggie Gyllenhaal. Actually, we could have talked about that today, but
we
didn't watch it.
It's fine. Good interview, by the way. So go check that out.
Go check the interview out.
Angela Cherby.
Right.
Maggie Gyllenhaal, Lost Daughter.
Yeah. Debut feature by the great, great actress. And official competition. Last Night in Soho is the big screening tonight. The new film by Edgar Wright.
Tomorrow, yeah.
We love Edgar Wright. We're big fans of his. And thank you, Edgar,
especially
for making a documentary
on
Sparks.
Social media manager, Federica, had the chance to get finally an autograph.
That's a great story.
Very professional. Very professional. Professional.
Very quickly.
The professional is professional. But she wanted to have an autograph. And her beautiful unicorn-themed pen stopped working while Edgar was signing off. And that's the end of this story. It's not a good old story.
But I wanted to tell. I wanted her to tell her.
Did you hug him? Did you handshake him? Did you do something?
Stop it there. Because you're going to run out of option, and then we're going to have to cut the live stream. Anyways.
We need to anyway.
We do. And let me just tell you another big feature that we will be talking about.
Sure.
That's it. And that's today's Big Fred Venice. Nicola, any final words? And that's today. Okay, so let's do our thing. From the Venice Film Festival, this has been the Big Fred Venice with Matt Micucci.
Nicola Gmar. Keep going. Wrap it up.
My co-pilot, my co-presenter, and my co-Motti. he came up with that. And where the frick are 78th Venice Film Festival? This has been the Big Fred Venice. Stay healthy, stay safe, stay strong. But most importantly, stay cinephile and stay tuned to Fred Film Radio, the festival.
Inside.
Dirt.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.